from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla received award at the World Muslim Leadership Forum. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of For Politics, Law and Security Wiranto asked all parties to maintain unity with tolerance. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla received the Distinguished Lifetime Achievement Award for Government Leadership at the 4th World Muslim Leadership Forum, WMLF, in London. The Special Lifetime Achievement Award for Government Leadership was received by Kalla's daughter, Mukhlisah Yusuf Kalla, representing her father, according to Minister Counselor of the Indonesian Embassy in London, Thomas Siregar, on Saturday, December 8th. The World Muslim Leadership Forum Secretary General Dr. Husna Ahmad Obey opened the event, which was held in the Churchill Room or the House of Commons, and welcomed the audience consisting of various state government officials, politicians, religious leaders, interfaith activists, academicians, and researchers. The Vice President's daughter, on the occasion, expressed her gratitude to the event organizer while stating the importance of Muslim leaders around the world to pay attention to the issue of education, development, and peace. Apart from that, the First World Muslim Leadership Forum also bestowed award to other figures, including Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim for the category of democratic reforms and Shalina Jan Muhammad for her contribution to British culture. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla proposed a periodic review of development projects and cooperation between Indonesia and Japan in 2045, which is aimed at the progress of people of the two countries. This was stated by the Vice President when attending the 2045 project reception on the 10th anniversary of AREA, or Economic Research Institute for ASEAN and East Asia, in Jakarta on Saturday, December 8. Through the Project 2045 program, Indonesia and Japan can prepare a bright future for people from both countries. In addition, the project is also expected to bring Indonesia and Japan to have an important role in the world development. The Project 2045 is a collaborative program launched to mark the 60th anniversary of Indonesian-Japanese diplomatic relations. Vice President Yusuf Kalla hopes that through the 2045 project, development in Indonesia and Japan can be realized by providing benefits to the people of both countries as well as improving bilateral relations. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security Wiranto invited all parties to defend and maintain the unity inherited by the state founders with tolerance. This was said by Minister Wiranto at the Madya Ul Anwar National Working Meeting 2 in Jakarta on Saturday, December 8. He said this country was built due to mutual tolerance among the country's predecessors, who succeeded to unite various ethnic groups and gain Indonesia's independence from the Dutch colony. Therefore, unity and independence need to be treated with tolerance. Minister Wiranto expects and invites all parties to have sense of belonging to this nation, defending the nation, rejecting and eradicating teachings that are contrary to Pancasila. He also invites people to build tolerance and preparing themselves to face any changes in the world. Religious Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin said that professors at various universities in Indonesia must be more critical toward current issues, especially issues that could threaten the integrity and unity of religious community. Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin said this in front of 100 professors of Islamic universities from all over Indonesia at the Second Islamic Higher Education Professors Summit in Bandung on Saturday, December 8. The minister added, "If education is only interpreted as a transformation of science, the device plays a faster role. In the hands, the device is much faster to meet the knowledge and information needs more than the lecturers and professors. The conditions currently require a serious response from professors through scientific-based academic approach and community services or social activities. This condition, according to the minister, will make many social media influencers without scientific background get more opportunities to act." This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Religious Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin gave award to 5 madrasah teachers for their inspiration and dedication to develop the next generation despite limitations. Minister Saifuddin stated this when giving an award at Haris Hotel Bandung on Saturday, December 8. According to the minister, recipients of this award have similarities, namely limited facilities, lack of welfare, and struggle with stories that need struggle. Even so, they had the enthusiasm to create a strong generation of nation and face various kinds of obstacles with sincerity. Their strength is shaped by the love of extraordinary students. The Japanese embassy in Indonesia has granted an ambulance for a clinic of Alam Sehat Lestari Foundation Asri in Sukadana, the district of Kayong Utara, West Kalimantan Province. Head of Kayong Utara District, Citra Duani, expressed thankfulness on Saturday, saying that the ambulance is badly needed by the clinic to transport patients in emergency to the Ketapang Hospital. Second Secretary of the Japanese Embassy, Kazuho Yoshida, said the Japanese government has a program of grant aid for areas needing financial aid. He said the aid is a form of concern of the Japanese government for the public health, especially people around National Park of Mount Palung as the world long. The last item, an earthquake with a magnitude of 5.1 on the Richter scale rocked North Bengkulu early dawn on Sunday, just after midnight. Based on the record of the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Office, the quake hit in the sea at 3.53 degrees south latitude and 101.54 degrees east longitude at 0045 local time. The epicenter is around 57 kilometers southwest of North Bengkulu in the Indian Ocean at a depth of 10 kilometers. The agency said the quake has no potential to trigger tsunami. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla received award at the World Muslim Leadership Forum. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security Wiranto asked all parties to maintain unity with tolerance. That was the news.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on the Government Awards 110 Outstanding Athletes. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Youth and Sports awarded 110 outstanding athletes at the end of 2018 with a total value of 5 billion rupiah. The Minister of Youth and Sports, Imam Nahrawi, after the ceremony in Jakarta on Wednesday, said the award was from the government to athletes who won medals in the ASEAN, Asian or World Scale Championships, including the road race and the World Weightlifting Champion. Minister Imam Nahrawi said the government award was in the form of scholarships for students under the age of 16, in addition to money for senior athletes, which would be sent directly to their accounts. Athletes who received the year-end award included the Indonesian soccer team U12 and U16 teams, Indonesian athletes who won medals at the 2018 Asian Para Games, and weightlifting athletes who won medals in the Youth Olympics 2018. This award is given in order to encourage Indonesian athletes to prepare for the achievement ahead of the 2032 Olympics when Indonesia is hoping to be the host. It is an opportunity for all sports and communities to be involved in preparing themselves. The Minister of Youth and Sports asked the athletes' families to continue to support their sons and daughters to become outstanding athletes in the international championships, following awards given by the government, including the appointment of athletes as civil servants. Meanwhile, gold medalists in the multi-sport championship who get the opportunity to be appointed as candidates for civil servants hope they can work for the Ministry of Youth and Sports as athletes or trainers and not in the regions. Entrance tests are still applied to athletes with achievements as one of the requirements to become civil servants in the Ministry of Youth and Sports. In addition, athletes who have become civil servants can still contribute to the region where they come from by providing information regarding the support of facilities and infrastructure for other regions. Well, that was My Indonesia Today on the Indonesian Government Awards 110 Outstanding Athletes. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll begin with December the 9th, 1947, the Rawa Gede Massacre. Rawa Gede Massacre is the mass killing of residents of Rawa Gede village, which is located between Karawang and Bekasi, West Jawa. This massacre was carried out by the Dutch army while launching the first military aggression. In 1947, 431 residents were victims of the massacre. On September 14, 2011, the Hague Court stated that the Dutch government must be responsible and pay compensation for the victims and their families. Turning to December 9, 2005, the World Anti-Corruption Day celebrated for the first time. The Anti-Corruption Day aims to raise awareness of corruption and its negative impact on society. The International Anti-Corruption Day was established through the United Nations General Assembly, which adopted the United Nations Convention Against Corruption on October 31, 2003, in Mexico. The new Anti-Corruption Day observance took effect in December 2005. I'll end with December the 9th, 2016, the Madagascar bomb. On December the 9th, 2016, in Madagascar, Nigeria, there was a suicide bombing carried out by two women. The bomb injured at least 177 people and killed 57 people. Of the numbers of people injured, 120 were children. The authorities accused the Boko Haram Islamic extremist group as the culprit. That was Today in History from RRI World Service in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with weekly item Spotlight. This Sunday, it's on eradication of corruption continue to improve. The eradication and prevention of corruption in Indonesia are considered to be improving. This is illustrated by the Corruption Perception Index score. Despite being stagnant at 37 in 2017, this score increased rapidly compared to 1998. This condition also dismissed the notion that corruption in Indonesia had reached a critical period. From 1998 to 2018, the jump was very significant. From the worst of all ASEAN, it now rises to number 37. President Joko Widodo, in his welcoming speech at the commemoration of the World Anti-Corruption Day in Jakarta on Tuesday, December the 4th, said this should be appreciated. Don't let anyone say Indonesian corruption is critical. Responding to many OTT or red-handed arrest operations carried out by the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, President Jokowi said that this was really necessary because it was part of the law enforcement. He said various prevention efforts were being carried out by the government, starting from the application of electronic-based services to complaint systems. Not only that, the president said he had issued presidential regulation Number 454, 2018 on the National Strategy for Preventing Corruption. This presidential regulation places the KPK as the coordinator of the national team for the prevention of corruption. Not only that, the government also narrowed the space for corruptors who wanted to save the money from their corruption abroad. Indonesia and Switzerland are currently in the final stages of completing MLA's mutual legal assistance, which will be the basis for seizing, freezing, and reversing the assets of criminals hidden abroad. Meanwhile, KPK Chair Agus Raharjo said compared to several countries, the growth of Indonesian CPI was the highest. This should be appreciated, although not yet ideal. He said Indonesia's growth was 17 in scores, Vietnam 10, Argentina 9, Nigeria 8, China 6, the Philippines 1. While Brazil, Cambodia, and Malaysia dropped, he said there are some who still need attention to improve the CPI, including the issue of law enforcement, democratic conditions, and perception of corruption in the public sector. Furthermore, in the public sector, Agus Raharjo said that the government must complete the reform. One of the things to consider is the right institutional size. In this case, not only the number, but also the functions of each institution. Bureaucratic reform, said Agus Raharjo, is not longer negotiable. The Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, had a national conference on corruption eradication in the framework of World Anti-Corruption Day 2018 with the theme of realizing the integrated system of political parties. The event took place on December 4th and 5th with a number of events such as seminars, state body auctions, and gratuities and anti-corruption exhibition, along with ministries, institutions, law enforcement officials, and civil society. That was Spotlight of the Week. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala received the Distinguished Lifetime Achievement Award for Government Leadership at the First World Muslim Leadership Forum, WMLF, in London. The Special Lifetime Achievement Award for Government Leadership was received by Kala's daughter, Mukhlisah Yusuf Kala, representing her father, according to Minister Counselor of the Indonesian Embassy in London. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala proposed a periodic review of development projects and cooperation between Indonesia and Japan in 2045, which is aimed at the progress of people of the two countries. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security Wiranto invited all parties to defend and maintain the unity inherited by the state founders with tolerance. Religious Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin said that professors at various universities in Indonesia must be more critical toward current issues, especially issues that could threaten the integrity and unity of religious community. Indonesian Religious Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin gave award to 5 madrasah teachers for their inspiration and dedication to develop the next generation despite limitations. The Japanese Embassy in Indonesia has granted an ambulance for a clinic of Alam Sehat Lestari Foundation in Sukadana, the district of Kayong Utara, West Kalimantan Province. An earthquake with a magnitude of 5.1 on the Richter scale rocked North Bengkulu early dawn on Sunday, December 9, just after midnight. Based on the record of the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Office, the quake hit in the sea at 3.53 degrees south latitude and 101.54 degrees east longitude at 0045 local time. Listener, that was news in brief.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, I will take you on a tour of the Banda Neira Islands in Maluku to visit and enjoy the beauty of Hatta Island. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, that you can listen via shortwave on 3325 kHz streaming at www.voinews.id or RRI Play application on your smartphone. The Banda Islands, or more commonly called Banda Neira, or Banda Neira, are islands that have various charms ranging from history to stunning natural beauty. The Banda Islands consist of 6 main islands, namely Neira, Gunung Api, Banda Besar, Ai, Raun, and Hatta Islands. On the east end, one of them is, of course, what we are talking today, Hatta Island. Hatta Island is a village and island in Banda sub-district, Central Maluku, in the Maluku province. The location of the island is 25 kilometers east of the Banda Islands. Besides a hidden beauty, Hatta Island also has an interesting history. The island is a witness to the exile of Indonesia's first vice president, Muhammad Hatta. Together with Sultan Syahrir, Muhammad Hatta, who was better known as Bung Hatta, was banished by the Dutch government and had to stay in Banda Neira for about 6 years. To commemorate it, the Maluku government named one of the 5 important islands in the Banda Neira Islands, Hatta Island. The beach of Hatta Island has its own uniqueness because from an area just a few meters from the waterline, you can stand while looking at the deep sea surface called the Palung or Tru. Besides that, other uniqueness is that ships that can come so close and remain in the deep area while in front of it is the shallow sandy beach. Around the Hatta Island, there is a very beautiful diving area. But if you are not a diver, snorkeling in the surrounding area of Hatta Island will not disappoint you. The deeper you dive, the more you will be astonished to see the beauty of the underwater. You can dive accompanied by ornamental fish and typical tropical reefs that are so beautiful and very well maintained. In addition to the underwater beauty, Hatta Island is also known for its sunset panorama. The view of the sun sinking on Hatta Island is pretty amazing. The orange gradation turns thick when the sun starts to fade slowly, creating a beautiful scenery, along with the east wind that blows, making your visit on Hatta Island an unforgettable experience. Beside the view of the sunset, you can also enjoy the wonderful sunrise. And this view can not only be seen from the beach, but you can also be enjoyed from lodging on the island of Hatta. To get to Hatta Island, access is quite easy. From Banda Neira, you can use a speedboat with a travel time of approximately 60 minutes. Or you can rent a motorized traditional boat from locals. It costs cheaper, but the travel time is around 90 minutes. On Hatta Island, you can also stay at available lodgings. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic Hatta Island. If you visit Maluku, to the Banda Neira Island in particular, take time to visit the island of Hatta, which has beautiful underwater scenery and natural view. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topic. Goodbye now.
Thank you for still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, custom and tradition, also technology, even environment and lifestyle. This edition presents the topic of Batam International Cultural Carnival 2018. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, that you can listen to via shortwave on 3325 kHz, streaming at www.voinews.id or at RRI Play application on your smartphone. Batam is the largest city in the Riau Islands province, which is very strategically located. Besides being an international shipping lanes, Batam is also close to two neighboring countries, namely Singapore and Malaysia. This makes Batam visited by many foreign and domestic tourists. To attract more tourist visit, the Batam International Cultural Carnival 2018 was held on December 8 and 9. This event was organized by the Batam Concession Agency in Batam in collaboration with the Indonesian Carnival Association Riau Islands. Batam Concession Agency's Promotion and Public Relations Director Budi Santoso said the event was centered on the Imam Bonjol Street, Nagoya, Batam. In general, there were two activities, namely the Bule Fantastic Night Village on Saturday night, the Cultural Arts Parade, and the Sunday Parade Carnival. Various archipelago dances are displayed in this cultural festival parade, including Tari Persembahan, Rentak Melayu Tari Piring, Turongo Putra Mataram, Nias Tari Dayak, Tari Gomerdang Sembilan, and many others. More than 500 costume talents were exhibited in the parade, consisting of Jember Fashion Carnival, Solo Batik Carnival, Puppet Clothing, and many others. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya said the Batam International Cultural Carnival was a spectacular event. This festival is part of the 189th anniversary of the Batam celebration and is included in the 100 Ministry of Tourism calendar of events in 2018. Through this festival, tourists are invited to explore the richness of Batam's art, culture, and culinary. The 2018 Batam International Cultural Carnival concept has indeed been carefully prepared by displaying various archipelago cultures and street festivals such as Jember Fashion Carnival. Minister Arif said Batam tourist attractions are growing and developing. No wonder if Batam is increasingly in demand by foreign tourists, not only from neighboring countries like Singapore and Malaysia, but also from countries in other parts of the world. That was Miscellany Today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia. Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Philip Konans in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German program on November the 1st, 2018 at 13:45 hours UTC. According to Mr. Philip Konans, the program is particularly interesting. Hello, Mr. Philip Konans. Thank you for sending your reception report on our broadcast to www.boynews.id. We are really glad because you are interested in our segment, Today in History, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. As information, you can also follow our current news about our country through our website www.boynews.id. Well, Mr. Philip Konans, please keep listening to our broadcast and please don't forget to send your report. And for you and for other regular listeners, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Yang telah ku lewati, hadirmu lah.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Hidehiko Komachi in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through short waves on frequency of 3325 kHz at 1310 hours to 1330 hours UTC on October 12, 2018. And the symbol was 33333. Hello, Mr. Hidehiko Komachi. Thank you for your time to listen to our broadcast. We hope you always enjoy our presentation, other current news affairs or entertainment. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Well, Mr. Hideko Komachi, please keep listening to our broadcast and keep sending your report.
Aku lelah dan menyerah. Bisa marah, ku mengaku kalah. Tak ku sangka semua sirna secepatkah itu. Hilang darimu bagaimana ku harus berdiri setelah kau habiskan seluruh energi.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Apurba Kumar Pal in India. In his email, Mr. Apurba Kumar Pal said that he is one of our listeners who always monitor our broadcast. Hello, Mr. Apurba Kumar Pal. Thank you very much for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. Of course, your name will be listed in our listeners list. And you can also be our friend through Facebook in Voice of Indonesia Facebook fan page. And we are really sorry because at the moment we cannot send your request. Please don't be disappointed. Next time we will provide it, and thank you very much. Therefore, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Well, Mr. Apurba Kumar Pal, enjoy the song.
Ataukah prasangka
Listener, before we end our listeners' mailbag, we want to reply an email from Dr. Francisco Camarata Chalisi in Venezuela. In his email, Dr. Francisco Camarata Chalisi wished us, first of all, the best of successes and, at the same time, a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year full of prosperity. Hello, Dr. Francisco. Thank you very much for your attention. We also wish you always success in your career and Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year full of prosperity. Thank you very much. Listeners, wherever you are, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 20:00 hours to 20:30 hours West Indonesia time, or 1300 hours to 1330 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access Voice English News Service via RRI Play. First, you have to download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play, and then you open RRI Play application. Then you choose RRI Net. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or you can also follow our Twitter @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ania Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Satu, ternyata masih salah langkahku. Kita sudah ada di ujung jalan. Apakah ini saatnya? Apakah cinta kadaluarsa? Kita pernah bermimpi bersama untuk menggapai bintang di angkasa. Bersama kita melawan dunia, namun hanya di awal saja ku rasakan manisnya cinta dekat tubuhku. Ku lepaskan hatimu. Sekarang atau nanti, akan belajar.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
Today's sound.
Dari saat-saat dulu, dan ku mengerti semua maksud untukku. Tinggallah sesal yang ku rasakan kini, semua takkan terjadi.
Maafkanlah, memang semua kesalahan dariku, dan kini semua terjadi.
Saat dulu, dan ku mengerti semua maksud untukku. Tinggallah sesal yang ku rasakan kini, semua takkan terjadi.
High, come, let's grow.
you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.